Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
The Researcher Who Wants to Bring AI to Factories by Tom Simonite. Gargantuan Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn employs more than 1 million people and tens of thousands of robots making iPhones and other electronics. It has a reputation for cost-cutting, including at the expense of its workers. Now it's teaming up with an artificial intelligence researcher who helped trigger Google's reorientation around machine learning in order to make its own factories more efficient. Andrew Ng was a Stanford professor when he joined Google in 2011 to work on a project that created software able to recognize cats, and a new corporate emphasis on AI at Google. He later led AI research at Chinese search engine Baidu. Thursday, he disclosed his first major project since striking out on his own in March. It's a startup called Landing.ai, aimed at helping manufacturers make use of AI technology. Foxconn is among its first clients. Ng says his company is needed because the manufacturing sector can't yet make use of recent advancements in machine learning. Expertise in the field is scarce and coveted by internet companies like his former employers. Outside the IT world, no one has any access to the technology or talent, Ng says, wearing a varsity jacket with AI is the new electricity in cursive script over his heart. Landing will work consultant style with clients to provide the expertise they lack, not unlike new services from Google and Amazon that have been availed by companies such as USAA and the NFL. Ng says his team is building tools it can supply across many different clients. A company video shows software spotting flaws on circuit boards and camera lenses, a tedious task Ng says is often done by humans. His team of around 20 is also tapping machine learning to adjust the configuration of equipment such as injection molding machines to improve quality or use of materials. Landing's initial clients will be in China and Japan, Ng says. Foxconn, the only one named so far, is a big get. Aside from its astounding size and deep relationships with premium brands like Apple, the company has shown an intense interest in using automation to cut costs. In 2011, Foxconn CEO Terry Gu told the Chinese government's news agency that it was planning to deploy 1 million robots over the next 3 years to replace workers and improve efficiency. But in July 2016, the general manager of Foxconn's Automation Technology Department Committee told the South China Morning Post that the company had slowed the planned rollout, in part because of technical limitations, and at that point had deployed only 40,000 industrial robots. Foxconn didn't respond to a request for comment on its plans with landing. Ng said he had recently visited Wisconsin, where Foxconn is building a new plant, but declines to say exactly what he'll be building for the company. Whatever it is, Ng claims his startup won't leave factory workers worse off. AI can make a society where everything is much better and humans are freed from mental drudgery, he says. Ng claims a society can adjust to more powerful computers in industry by investing in education, and is smartly selling both the disease and the cure. He co-founded online education startup Coursera, where he is now co-chair of the board, and launched a new project with the company to spread AI skills this summer.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.